Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Singing and Other Sins is the only radio program in the world that focuses on art song, that assemblage of poetry set to music by a classical composer. This music is sung usually with piano accompaniment. And on this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear art song, also called Lieder, sung by Christa Ludwig. This is the second program celebrating her 85th year. Professor Maya Hoover joined me to interview Christa Ludwig by phone from Vienna. But before we hear some of that conversation, let's hear Christa Ludwig sing Mahler's Urlicht, or Primordial Light, in a live Salzburg Festival performance.
Gustav Mahler, Urlicht.
Mich abweisen.
That was Christa Ludwig singing Mahler's Urlicht, Primordial Light, at Salzburg with Charles Spencer piano. Now let's hear what Ludwig has to say about Lieder interpretation in the interview that Maya Hoover and I recorded especially for this program.
So would you say that your preference for pianist is very dependent on their flexibility that will allow you to really interpret the text?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And because I think you sing it for many years, and from one year to the other year, you have another interpretation, but because you understand it much better and you have another approach to the text and to the music, of course. And it is always me who is singing, and I have to sing it my way. I did it my way. So, and this is what I think it came to the audience, and because I gave everything I had in myself.
Well, people obviously felt that. Some of the people I asked to comment on this interview said that they're breathtaking moments that you gave them, where they felt like they literally could not breathe.
I like this.
Yeah, that's
you know, you have to open your heart, your soul, and you have to make an exhibition of your feelings to the audience. And in this moment, you have to feel love and sadness. And if you sing something from God and you have to believe in God, it's always in the same, in this very moment, you have to give everything you have inside yourself. And if you don't do this, then it is not the Lieder singing, no.
It was beautifully said.
It was
strikes me to the core, for sure.
You heard Christa Ludwig speak about her long experience in singing Lieder and how she developed her interpretations. Let's hear how these three Brahms songs developed over a period of 24 years. You'll hear each song twice so that you can listen to the maturation of her choices.
Schmerzt, das Loch. Wind. still mein Kind. Löschet dein Lieb, lass sie löschen.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and the Christa Ludwig special, part 2. In the earlier interview, you heard her say how she was always developing her lieder interpretations. The three Brahms songs we just heard were separated by 24 years, the first of each pair recorded with Gerald Moore in 1969 and the second with Charles Spencer in 1993. The songs were Dein blaues Auge, Your Blue Eyes, Mädchenlied, A Young Girl's Song, and Vergebliches Ständchen, The Vain Serenade. Now let's return to the interview with Christa Ludwig that Maya Hoover and I recorded especially for this program. Maya sings some beautiful lieder. She did the Wesendonck-lieder for Wagner's Birthday.
Oh, I love this.
They are gorgeous. It was my first venture into Wagner and into the Wesendonck-lieder as a singer.
This is so beautiful, so beautiful. And I love those songs, and I sang it when I was young. Mm-hmm. Yeah, young. Yeah. I sang it in the high Ausgabe, yeah, for soprano.
Mm-hmm. So did
and
I.
Sometimes then later on when I was older, I sang it in the mezzo-soprano, and this was not so nice like the normal, the original soprano. Yeah, it's better. Yeah. Yeah. With Klemperer, it's in soprano. Yeah.
Yes. In that portion of the interview with Christa Ludwig, you heard her speak of her joy in singing Wagner's Wesendonck songs. Let's hear a recording of one of them. This is Schmerzen, or Pains.
Wie ich
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're celebrating Christa Ludwig's 85th year and her broad range of vocal accomplishment. From a 1962 recording, you heard Wagner's Schmerzen, or Pains, with the Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by Otto Klemperer. Now, we'll return to our telephone interview.
And you know what? It was very curious. When I sang with Klemperer the Wesendonck, there was a little time left for the session. And then they asked me if I could sing the end of Liebestod, Isolde.
And?
Yeah, and you know, I knew the Liebestod, of course, because I sang Brangäne, and I knew the Liebestod, so I sang the Liebestod for the rest of the session.
That was the star of this Singing in Other Sins, Christa Ludwig, performing something that she never sang on stage. It was the Liebestod from Wagner's Tristan und Isolde. The Philharmonia Orchestra was conducted by Otto Klemperer. We've heard Christa Ludwig sing Lieder and opera, but she was also well respected for her oratorio and cantata recordings. Let's sample Bach's St. John Passion.
Schließ den Kampf, oh, schließ den Kampf.
That was a 1961 recording of Christa Ludwig singing Es ist vollbracht from Bach's St. John Passion. The Berliner Symphoniker were conducted by Carl Forster. Now let's return to the phone interview that Professor Maya Hoover and I made with Christa Ludwig. Was there a historic singer that you listened to as you were studying and growing in your own
historical
art?
Historical singers. Mostly I listened to sopranos, also to callas. I listened for the interpretation. Yeah, and to Zinka Milanov, of course. Because the beauty of the voice and how she was singing, it was for me fantastic. And the interpretation is callas and the voice is Zinka Milanov.
Oh, wow, interesting. Thank you. those were the two singers that Krista Ludwig listened to, first Maria Callas and then Zinka Milanoff, and I divided their contribution to Bellini's Casta Diva. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, celebrating mezzo-soprano Krista Ludwig's 85th year. In our interview, Maya Hoover elicited some philosophical thoughts.
It is so. The youth from today, they have everything. Mm-hmm. They think life is only honey and pancakes and so on. No? I think it is good if you don't have everything and you have to struggle and you know what is misery. Mm-hmm. You have to have in life some experience also from the negative side of life. Mm-hmm. But remembering this, it is very good to know that life is not only pink. It is an enrichment in life for your understanding what is life. Life mm-hmm. is something wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's not my life. It is life, all life, all the trees and everything. It is something you have to admire and you have to be grateful that life is there and you are in the middle of this wonderful life with all the negative and the positive and everything. And then you can give it to your art.
Krista Ludwig speaking about the complexities of life and how they finally can influence one's art. Let's hear two sides of life. First, from the lighthearted Candide.
I was not born in sunny Hispania. My father came from Rovno, Gubernia. But now I'm here, I'm dancing a tango. I am easily assimilated. I am so easily assimilated. I never spoke a human language. My father spoke a high middle Polish. In 1/2 hour I talk in Spanish. Por favor, I am easily assimilated. I am so easily assimilated. It's easy, it's ever so easy. I'm Spanish, I'm suddenly Spanish. And you must be Spanish too. Do like the Atlantic too. You have to be in the majority.
Tus labios lumin, tus rosas que se amen a mi, conquistan mi corazón y solo como una canción.
Mis labios lumin, prefer conduct out of Jeremy.
Krista Ludwig in an excerpt from Bernstein's Candide, with the composer conducting. Now let's sample the serious, tragic, and dark side of life in an excerpt from Schubert's Winterreise. That was Die Nebensonne, or The Phantom Suns, from Schubert's Winterreise. Ludwig is one of the few women to record the cycle. The pianist was James Levine. We asked Christa Ludwig about her favorite opera roles, and she replied that there were many loves, and went on.
I love also Kundrin, I love Ortrud. I have a lot of loves, No, I don't listen to myself, you know, but if they are something is given in the radio or so, I say always, oh, Christa, you didn't sing so badly. No, I sang very well.
She certainly did sing very well. For those of you who tuned in late, you're listening to the second Christa Ludwig Singing Another Sin special. Many thanks to Kammersängerin Ludwig for the interview and to Maya Hoover for helping with it. We began the program with Ludwig singing Mahler's Urlicht, Primordial Light, in a recital with piano. Now we'll hear the same song in its orchestral guise. That was Mahler's Urlicht, Primordial Light, sung by the star of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, Christa Ludwig. The Vienna Philharmonic was conducted by James Levine. Next week, the first of two programs of Bach's Christmas Oratorio. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.